You're now listening to Killing It with the Professor Heretic. So it is 12:24. I'm sitting at the laundromat and been dealing with some shit, so I figured I would talk to you guys about it for a second. And the topic is band drama. We all got it. We all deal with it. There's the occasional band like Periphery or I can't think of anybody else really, but I'm sure there's a hell of a lot more out there that don't have to deal with the band drama stuff. But chances are when you get five or six people together, hell, even four people together, there's going to be some kind of conflict between the members, and handling it is probably the hardest thing you're ever going to do being in a band. And one thing you need to keep in your mind is it's not the end of the world if you lose a guy. It's great to keep them, but if they're holding you back, don't worry about it. It gets tough when they're friends, but that's generally how it goes. So, just don't struggle with it, and just remember, sometimes it's easier to do things yourself and just get it done than it is to wait around for the whole band. But sometimes it's a good idea to wait for everybody's input before you do things. I've made that mistake. I have so much motivation to get shit done that I just do shit, and that backfires because people want their opinion, or they didn't feel included, or they had something to say about it. They don't have time to do what you're planning on doing. But for the most part, if you're running the band, it's up to you. I mean, if you think you can handle it all by yourself and do it all by yourself, then by all means, do it. And, you know, you could always hire somebody. I don't know why people are so weird about hiring people to play, but if you're not playing a crap ton of shows, just record the music. Shows really aren't the end of the road for a band. A lot of your discovery is going to come from online nowadays, not from tours. Tours are, and I think this is something that I just need to get off of my chest for a second, because I argue with people about this all the fucking time. But think about it. When you're playing on a tour, the purpose of that tour is to go and meet your fans. The purpose of that tour isn't to go and pick up more fans. Now, there's a chance you are going to pick up fans along the way. But if you're planning on picking up fans by going on tour, and you're going on a small tour, plan on picking up maybe one fan a night. Sometimes you'll be playing in front of nobody, and it just really isn't worth the amount of money that you spent and the time you're taking off of work to do it. So my suggestion is, instead of taking time off of work and going on tours, just focus on music videos and write new music, because you're going to get way more exposure from that. Think about it, like $400, or it depends on where you're at, but somewhere between $400 and $800 will get you an okay music video. And if you have the stuff for yourself, you can do it by yourself. And whenever you put out a new music video, you're going to get a hell of a lot more followers than if you were to go on tour. So, I digress. I was talking about band drama, and don't worry about it. You know, don't overanalyze things, because a lot of people are scared to use drum samples. And the funny thing is, the majority, especially in metal, the majority of music is about 90% drum sample. So don't be scared of the drum samples. The end listener, they might be able to tell, they might not, but in the end, they don't really care. I mean, Amur's new album was pretty much drum samples. And the guitar player, Josh, he wrote the entire thing musically. and then Frankie came in and put on vocals, and then they found people to fill in the spaces after that. So use that as a context. The music videos are going to be everything, not just the music. The music's important, right? But you can't just upload your music to SoundCloud or make a silly and these kind of work, but they're not that great. Don't make just a still imaged video and expect it to gain enough traction. But if you actually take the money and time and make a video, and if you're lacking band members, the video could be about anything. It could tell a story. It could be just you playing through something. Like, nobody really cares. Like, if you play guitar, you could just do a guitar playthrough, and that would be enough for that music video. If you do vocals, you could just do a vocal playthrough, and that would be enough. It's not going to go viral, but if the song's good and the video is a decent quality and you're promoting it properly, then you're going to see the results, and it's going to be a hell of a lot more results than if you were to try to play a bunch of shows. And then, and only then, when you have a lot of fans, then you go on tour, because then when you go to tour, you know where your people are going to be, where your fans are. You could tell based off your Facebook and your Twitter and all the analytics you can gather from everything you've got. You know where your fans are going to be, and you play those areas, and you're guaranteed to have people there. And then it's worth it to tour. But until then, you're just wasting your time. And I get so frustrated with trying to deal with bands that are so caught in this cycle of playing a show every week or every other week. And it's like, you're killing your fan base. Nobody's going to want to keep going to shows. Promoters aren't going to like you because you're not pulling enough people. And really, you make yourself look weaker than you actually are to the venue and to everybody else there. And that's the one thing I hate more than anything, is when we go and play a show and we bring 20, 30, 40 people to a show, and the rest of the bands are just planning on leeching off of us because they didn't put in the work. That drives me fucking nuts. So don't do that. If you're going to play a show, make sure you promote it for 8 weeks. I've got a plan for that. Talk to me. We'll figure it out. I'll explain everything to you. I'll help you with whatever you need. But make sure you have 8 weeks to promote it, and make sure that you do the work to get people there. And if you can't do all that, right, if you don't have enough fan base to bring at least 20 people to a show, 20 people to a local show, I know it sounds like it's not that a lot of people, but 20 people that isn't in any other bands that are there just to see you, 20 people is a lot for a small bar, for even a larger venue. If you bring 20 people, the booker will be happy with what you did, because they're gonna make, you know, whatever the door charge is, $200 probably for a $10 show. They're gonna make $200 off of you, and then you're gonna get paid like 80 or 90, and then it's that pays for your gas. If you can't get the people to the show, there's no point in playing the fucking show. Now, there's another side to this. If you're playing the show to practice playing in front of people, that is okay. But if you're doing that, stop trying to book shows and just play open mic nights or something like that. Try to get your set down, right? Invite people to your practice space and do it there. Rehearse, play in front of people at your practice space, but stop killing yourself to book shows, because you can spend your energy and money elsewhere, and that'd be way, way more worth it. So, with that said, I don't want to repeat anything else, and I feel like I'm going to, so we'll call that a podcast, and I'll see you guys next time. Thanks for listening to Killing It. Check me out. It's h3ritic.com. That is heretic with a 3 and no E's. h3ritic.com. And we'll see you later. Oh, and I'm also going to add a background track to this. If it's annoying and you don't like it, please, please message me and let me know. Otherwise, I'm going to keep it. Talk to you later.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.